On Sunday, April 28th, the Telegraph Ridge Volunteer Fire Department celebrated outgoing Chief Peter Losky as he passed the torch to Tanner Spees at their annual barbecue fundraiser. In his acceptance speech, Tanner Spees memorialized longtime assistant fire chief Travis Strange, who passed away in 2020 and was a beloved training instructor and key member of the department.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Telegraph Ridge Fire, and all the firefighters. After the birth of my son and building my house around 2007, I was called to help my community and I joined the fire department. In my first fire meeting, I remember Peter and Travis Strange, Pete Giannullo, Howard Fun, Jeremy Wallace here. We had a small crew and it was really fun though. We got right into it. A lot of you knew Travis Strange. He was our training officer and he was epic. The best training officer that somebody could hope for. I'd say my first experiences were with him, teaching me how to do progressive hose lays, how to throw SCBA, how to drive and pump 5533, his beloved engine, and how to just try to stay calm on the way to the fire. He told us, yeah, we're gonna make mistakes, and we're gonna make more mistakes, but we're just gonna keep going at it. And he was really fun. We went to a lot of crazy calls together. The three of us too, Peter and Travis and I, were on a lot of calls together, all times of the day. Wildland fires, structured fires, traffic accidents, medical calls, and sometimes the deaths of community members and loved ones. It's a serious responsibility. It's a heavy call. We've been to quite a few of them together, and we take that responsibility seriously, and we want to honor the community members we've lost. We've also lost some firefighters along the way, including Travis. We also lost Charlie Schottlaffel, one of our own firefighters, and Matthias Nicklin and Howard Fun. So we'd like to honor them today too. And yeah. So now we're in this new time, as Peter said, that we do have this property here. It's a major piece of this district and department to have a home. We have a permanent home because of your support. And this is just such an epic asset for our community. I think there's a good chance we have one of the most beautiful fire properties in possibly California. It has developed quite a bit, but we have plans to keep going. We have some pretty good visions here for how we're gonna keep making this more beautiful, more functional. And you know, we're definitely encouraging you all to get involved with any visions that you have on that. Some things that are coming up really quick here is that we are looking to get a brand new Type 6 quick attack that is based on a regional grant that we've been pursuing with the Chiefs Association, and that's coming through the McGuire State grant funding. We're looking to get that hopefully within the next year. That's going to be a massive bonus. This is going to be our first brand new engine. Likely to be our first out in our main responding engine. So it's going to be a big upgrade. I know for us, for the firefighters, it's an awesome thing to see coming, for sure. I want to say, too, that in this, as Peter said, he's going to continue as deputy chief. I want to recognize our assistant chief, Will Rogers, right here. Will Rogers and Peter, between them, have been some of the primary responders in this area for years, right? I have said, like, we see Peter goes to every call. He's gone to every call, you know, almost every call in the last 28 years. If Peter is not able to go to the call, Will is usually able to go to the call. Yeah. Myself, where it's just kind of what we do, you know? And I want to say there's a part of it that we love. And we want to do it for service, but it's also just a call that's call to the duty, call to the honor. And we do it because we love our community. We love you guys. So, yeah. Next, I want to say, since Travis Strange, I've been the training officer. I'm passing that role today to Michael Carter, who will be our new training officer. Let's give it up for Michael Carter. Yeah. And... yeah, I just want to say one more time, thank you. I think that pretty much covers the future, right? Work with us, Let's keep going. We're also very proud to be part of the Southern Humboldt Fire culture, which is in a beautiful moment right now. There's more camaraderie going on than I've seen in my last 17 years. I'm so happy to see the other chiefs here today. You know, I have to say that through this whole process, I've gotten to be more involved with the Chiefs Association, and I've gotten the awesome guidance of my fellow chiefs who are here today. You know, thank you guys so much. Super humbled and proud to be with you. Thank you.
On April 30th, I interviewed outgoing Chief Peter Losky via Zoom.
We have been putting on this event, our annual barbecue fundraiser, for well over 10 years, maybe 15 years. So a lot of the people you saw there are the people who live in the Edersburg community. And I think the largest group of people who come who don't live in Edersburg are other firefighters. It was really heartwarming and very encouraging to see there were people there from Honeydew and Petrolia and Shelter Cove and Whale Gulch and Whitethorn and Bryceland and Redway. So many different fire departments were represented there. That property was the Edersburg School for many years. Southern Humboldt Unified School District closed the school, and it had been just an empty space for a while. And we saw that and thought it would make a great place for a fire station. So eventually we negotiated to buy it. Actually, we just finished paying it off, and it now belongs to the Telegraph Ridge Fire Protection District, which, the way we look at it, as we said at our fundraiser, it belongs to the community. That's the most important thing to recognize, particularly in a volunteer department, that it is completely a team group effort. It's not the type of thing you solo at, but you work with the people around you, and therefore you have to count on each other, and we do. At one point, our department was down to myself and Travis Strange and one old engine. And so that was the smallest we ever were, two of us and one old engine. But we recruited people. Some of the people who are in the department now joined in the early 2000s, so they've been in it for a long time.
So when did you first become a volunteer firefighter?
In the late 1980s, Roger Herrick bought an old engine from Redway Fire Department and put up a sign on Telegraph Ridge here saying, anybody who wants to form a fire department, come meet. I attended that meeting with that first engine he bought, and we founded the department. Roger was our founder. Of the original members, I am the last one who's still in the fire department, but there are definitely other founding members who still live in this neighborhood. And I'd like to give a shout out to Howard Trees, to Kim Marth, to Ross Poundstone, and to Whitey Fladen. When Roger stepped down as chief, Ken Reynoldson became the second chief of Telegraph Ridge. In 1997, when Ken moved away, I became the third chief, and Tanner Spies is now the fourth chief of our department.
How did it feel to pass the torch off to him?
Well, it's a combination. There's a certain sense of relief, of course. I mean, I've had a lot of responsibility for many years, but I'm also very excited about it. I would not be able to step down if I didn't feel that I had not just the right person. Tanner will be able to take this department to places I've been unable to. He has some good visions. He's got a lot of very good talents. He's better on the computer and on the internet than I am, and is modernizing our department. So we're both very excited about this. We've been working on this transfer of the leadership for a couple of years. So it isn't a sudden transition. And I will continue in the department serving in any way I can. And of course, with his permission, helping Tanner learn some of the skills that a chief needs. Tanner, even though he just became chief a couple of days ago, has been the secretary of the Southern Humboldt Chiefs Association for a long time now. So he attends all the meetings. He's the one who writes up the minutes and takes the notes. So it's only natural that now he will be a voting member as the chief. The Southern Humboldt Fire Chiefs Association meets once a month. The chiefs are working towards making it so that the fire departments are able to work even more closely together, maybe able to join together in applying for larger grants, training together. Even though we're individual fire departments, making it so that we all can work as one large team made up of different departments. And it will definitely improve the ability of all the departments to serve and defend the people in Southern Humboldt.
For KMUD News, I'm Serenity Wood.